We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pat, the reason why we wanted to talk to you is, of course, these recent tragedies that have been involving helicopters here in 2020. Of course, you know, the big one that everyone's talking about around the country is Kobe Bryant, who died on Sunday out in Los Angeles. But also Western New York had that incident with Mark Croce just a couple of weeks ago, a prominent businessman who tragically died. It's really getting us wanting to talk about helicopters and the safety that involves in it. And I want to ask you first, these helicopters, what goes into, I guess, pilots and pilot training and kind of understanding that it's not just like getting on your car and going on the 190? There's more to it than that.
There's a lot more to it than that. Our guys, Rainbow Air is going on its 25th season. All of our pilots are military trained and have either been in action overseas or have been put through vigorous training, such as a day like today. You look outside, the ceiling's no higher than maybe 1,500 feet, so they're used to flying in the clouds and that. But difference is knowing the terrain. The safety thing is, too, with us, is that we, by the FAA, are restricted in our airspace that we can only fly if the clouds are X amount high, 2,500 feet high, visibility's better than 3 miles. Now, with the case on Sunday, that seems like the fog was very predominant in that area, at LA area, which it closed the airport down on Saturday as well and carried into Sunday. So with safety aspect of it, is it's up to the pilot in the end if he wants to take that flight or not, if he has the capability of doing so.
I guess, I mean, I've driven through clouds and it's just reduced visibility. You think, okay, go a little bit slower. That's kind of the rule when you're driving in a car. But with a helicopter, how much different is it driving or flying in the clouds as opposed to just open air? Obviously, visibility is the big thing.
You're blinded. Picture yourself with the first lake effect snow of the season. Your skills are somewhat there, but they're not as sharp. But you know you're on the road or in the air, but you're blinded. But you need to know what your surroundings are. You need to know what your factors are, such as elevation of hilltops, mountains. And according to what happened on Sunday with Kobe's, that pilot did not know that the hillside was there. He was flying at a very low altitude, and that was the outcome, was not knowing your surroundings.
We were speaking with another expert this morning who previously had some experience flying out on the West Coast, and he said that we're not really going to learn anything until about a year from now after the NTSB gets its investigation done. I guess, you know, based on your experience, you've been doing this for a long time now. I guess what goes into an NTSB investigation that you're aware of just through your history in your industry?
It's search and recover right now, meaning they're going to have to pick apart everything that they're able to grab from the scene of the accident, whether it's a blade. Unfortunately, if it's a body, if it's a rubber band or a bolt or nut or screw, all that stuff takes a lot of time and effort going into to say, why did this part come apart? Why did this piece of equipment not work in the impact? There's so many factors and so many pieces on these aircraft that go into it. I mean, you look at a car engine, you say, oh, man, that too much in here. You open up a helicopter engine and you look inside, it's unbelievable. Then you get into the instrument panel, there's miles long of wires going into those things, which would drive you nuts. So that's a good reason why these things take that long. Also, legal issues as well. If you jump to conclusions, if you get too far ahead of yourself and pinpoint the accident being something else and not the cause of the fog, it could have been the aircraft. Well, you better be right.
So. You had mentioned with Rainbow Air that all of your pilots are veterans. They've had the military experience. But what about, I guess, just the average Joe who wants to learn how to be a pilot? What goes into training? How long does it take? And when does a pilot get to the point that they can fly, say, on their own on a cloudy day like we have today?
Going back to our business, what we use is for insurance purposes, we have to maintain a certain dollar amount to carry passengers around because of the specific business we're in. such as like we're almost basically like the airlines. We have to have our pilots have to have minimum 1,500 to 2,000 hours of turbine time, not piston, but turbine, jet engine. They go through vigorous training. For you and I to just go and jump in, we're going to need to take ground schooling before we even touch that aircraft. You're going to need to know the most important things prior to getting into that aircraft, whether it's fuel, if there's a light out, the basics prior to getting into the aircraft is what you have to go through. And it's everything in this industry is repetitive. Our flight pattern is. The actual use of the aircraft is repetitive, so everything has to be specific. So there's a nice checklist that goes along with it.
So let's say somebody like me, I have absolutely zero experience flying whatsoever outside of video games. How long? Because I would have to go through the ground school training. How long would that process be before I can get up in the air? And how long do you think, on average, the average person would take just to be comfortable?
Honestly, looking at it, if you're going as soon as you get out of high school, you go right into college, you have factory training school, it could take 3 or 4 years, maybe even more, just to build up that time to get to the next step. So a lot of these guys are doing crop dusting to start off. A lot of these guys are going out to the Midwest to take like small jobs just to puddle jump, basically to build their time before they get to the big time, such as sightseeing tours and also commercial aircraft.
The news about Kobe Bryant on Sunday is devastating. Mark Croce's is equally as devastating because this is the loss of lives that we're talking about here. Do you, in your opinion, believe that helicopters are safe, given that there's been so many negative headlines, especially here locally, about them?
Yeah, not to be biased, I absolutely think helicopters are safe. I think they're actually safer than airplanes. The problem is this is something you can't control. And there's a number that sticks in my head that I remember going through a safety class years ago with the FAA. Basically, one of the numbers was 95%, and the other was 5%. 95% of most accidents happen because of pilot error. The other 5% is mechanical. So if you take that into consideration, you look at these accidents that have happened, and you go back and look at the reports on how they broke it down, I can guarantee you 9.5 times out of 10, you're going to see pilot error. Lost control, didn't have the tail rotor. Basically, just you won't see mechanical as often as you would see as pilot air.
We've also seen helicopter crashes in the news locally here, but I guess how often are helicopters crashing? Just based in your experience, you can't predict it, obviously.
No, you can't, but I can guarantee you that you'd be able to count it. Hopefully, the way this year started, unbelievable. Hopefully you could count on one hand how many accidents you do have yearly. I mean, you're gonna have some that happen where knock on wood, they walk away from it. Because if flown properly, if done correctly, and if trained properly, they could land those aircraft without having to worry about the loss of life.
Like you said, you guys have a military training over at Rainbow Air, but when you see these headlines too, how much do you worry that it could impact business when people see these headlines? And they would be saying, okay, getting in a helicopter, maybe we'll think twice about it.
You got to wonder how far the no knock on you guys, is how far the media does stretch it. Do you keep pounding into you every day where you just don't even want to step foot outside your door anymore? You don't want to hop in your own car? Well, car accidents happen more than helicopter crashes happen. So don't be afraid, honestly. These are rare occurrences you can't control. But on my end of this business, doing tens of thousands, almost hundreds of thousands of flights in the last 25 years, we've been very, very fortunate, very lucky, and you can just hope for the best is basically what it comes down to.
You guys open up again in March?
We're going to open up end of March, early April, depending on the weather.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Rainbow Air. How can people get a flight over Niagara Falls?
This is going to be our 25th season. We've been providing to the locals and people around the world since 1995. We're very, very accessible on social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our website, www.rainbowairinc.com. You can also send your questions to that as well. And give us a call, 716-284-2800. We've got a lot in store for this 25th season.
What's your favorite view from high above? I mean, I've been to Niagara Falls. I love going up to it up close. I've never seen it from above, though. What's the best thing to see from up high?
Honestly, I go with the seasons. I don't mind seeing the winter, because when we open and we see the remains of the ice coming from the falls or built up on the falls, you know it's going away. But secondly, the fall. You cannot beat the seasons we get around here. People always knock us in from Florida or warm parts of the country and say, oh, the trees, there's nothing on them. What's happening? Well, you should have seen before they disappear. It's a painted picture you could have stuck in your head forever.
For sure. Anything else you wanted to get out?
Just don't be afraid to travel. Come see us. These things, unfortunately, they do happen. For the record, we in the conditions that they took off in yesterday for Kobe Bryant's flight, we would not be able to take off, nor would we even think about it. We've always put safety first above money, and that's just the way we've operated.
I guess it's almost different, though, because this seemed to be a personal trip as opposed to what you guys are doing, like a business. This is what you guys do, and it's almost like, hey, do you want to go flying today? Like, it's kind of complex to come up with that, right?
A few years ago, we had a good situation. I could compare it to almost what take the flight or don't take the flight. There was ice in reporting at 1,500 feet. We had to deliver Santa Claus to the 1,500 to 2,000 kids in Lewiston. Do you know how disappointing it was to call them minutes before we were supposed to land and say we cannot take off because Santa's sleigh's got ice on it?
Yeah.
So, needless to say, we do take that in consideration, and safety's number one, especially even with Santa Claus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.